אנחנו לומדים את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה בעמוד 200.
We're reading the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
ממשיכים מאות קוף עין חט.
Starting in the item קוף עין חט in Hebrew, which is 178.
וכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 201.
Again, פתיחה, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah.
אות קוף עין חט.
Item 178.
גם צריך שתבחין בהאמור כי סולם המדרגות.
You should also discern in the above said that the ladder of degrees, as they are in the permanent mochin, never changes because of all these ascents. After all, it has been explained that the reason for all these ascents was that the Naran of the righteous, which stand at Bia, cannot receive anything before all the higher parts of him transfer it to them from En Sof. To that extent, the upper ones themselves, through En Sof, grow and ascend as well, each to their own upper one. It turns out that to the extent that one degree rises, all the degrees through En Sof must rise as well. For example, when Zon rise from their constant state below Tabur of Arechanpin, clothing Chazeh of Arechanpin downward, then Arechanpin too ascended one degree above his constant state from Peh of Atik downward, clothing Gar of Atik. Following him, all his internal degrees rose too. His Chagat ascended to the place of the constant Gar, and his from the Chazeh to Tabur ascended to the place of the constant Chagat, and his from Tabur down ascended to the place from the Chazeh through Tabur. Accordingly, Zon, which ascended to the place from the Chazeh through Tabur of the constant Arechanpin, is still below Tabur of Arechanpin. This is because at that time, the below Tabur of Arechanpin had already ascended to the place from the Chazeh to Tabur. However, all the parts of him of Atzilut rise at that time. For this reason, you will find that there, the Zon still clothes Yeshut from the Peh down, atop from Chazeh of Abba Ve'ima downward, atop from Tabur of Arechanpin downward. Thus the ladder of degrees has not changed at all by the ascent, and it is likewise in all the ascents.
No. I
think you need to read it again.
Adam
178. You should also discern in the above said that the ladder of degrees are as they are in the permanent mochin. Never changes because of all these ascents. After all, it has been explained that the reason for all these ascents was that the Naran of the righteous, which stand at Bia, cannot receive anything before all the higher parts of him transfer it to them from En Sof. To that extent, the upper ones themselves, through and sof, grow and ascend as well, each to their own upper one. It turns out that to the extent that one degree rises, all the degrees through and sof must rise as well. For example, when Zon rise from their constant state below Tabor of Arechanpin, clothing Chazeh of Arechanpin downward, then Arechanpin too ascended one degree above his constant state from Pe of Atik downward, clothing Gar of Atik. Following him, all his internal degrees rose. Two, his Chagat ascended to the place of the constant Gar, and from his Chazeh to Tabur, ascended to the place of the constant Chagat, and from Tabur down, they ascended to the place from the Chazeh through Tabur. Accordingly, Zon, which ascended to the place from the Chazeh through Tabur of the constant Arechanpin, is still below Tabur of Arechanpin. This is because at that time, the below Tabur of Arechanpin had already ascended to the place from the Chazeh to Tabur. See the book Ha'ilan, image number 4, where you will see the ascents of Zon in the constant state of the five parts of Him of Atzilut, which rise and clothe during the obtainment of Neshama to Gar of Yeshut, that stand from Peh of Abeveima downward, which stand from Chazeh of Arechanpin downward. However, all the Patsufim of Atzilut rise at that time. See the book Ha'ilan, image number 7. For this reason, you will find that there the Zon still clothes Yeshut from the Peh down. Atop from Chazeh of Abba Ve'ima downward, atop from Tabur of Arechanpin downward. Thus the ladder of degrees has not changed at all by the ascent. And it is likewise in all the ascents.
That's the main thing, that the ladder of degrees does not change. But instead, if there is an ascent, then it exists in all the pieces, in everyone, everything.
Then, 178, he gives this. He says that they were the mochin of the constant mochin rise, and then he jumps and says that the reason for all of these ascents is because the Naran of the righteous positioned in Bia, and they cannot receive anything before that all the upper parts of him awaken to them into the illuminate to them in the tenth spirit. What does he want to say there?
He wants to say that the lights that come from above, they give gadlut to all the parts of him from above down. And therefore, if there is an ascent, this ascent comes from the source of the light of all the way up until its very end down below.
So he explained that, says that to that extent, through Ein Sof they must rise, and then they rise from their zone, from the upper zone. How do you explain that? As you said earlier, so it's okay. And then he suddenly says that to that extent, all the upper ones grow and ascend, each to their upper one. How do they each grow?
No, not by themselves. Where does this whole thing come from, this ascent? From the light that comes from above, from Ein Sof Baruch Hu.
It
says that the upper ones themselves, through Ein Sof, they grow and ascend. It says themselves. It doesn't say that it comes from the light.
Where does it come from? From the light.
It's from the light, okay.
הכל, כן.
על אותו עניין, אם האורות קודם כל צריכים להתפשט עד נרן דצקים,
if the lights need to expand to the נרן of the righteous and only then rise, so what does it mean that each one of these פרצופים, these upper פרצופים, how does that happen? First the light needs to go to the נרן of the righteous and then they start rising from there. Or they, or each upper פרצוף which gets filled with the light, it fills the whole structure.
The lights that expand from above down, the instant they expand and reach each partsuf, this partsuf rises to a higher place.
And then if he rises, and it still didn't expand below, if the partsuf rises and it didn't expand below, so there is this gap. Because he says that that same structure remains.
Yes. The lights that expand pull up all the degrees below the source of that light.
That doesn't put some kind of change in the order of the degrees.
I understand you. It's as if the lights need to reach each and every degree and pull it up. And then where does it start? Where does it end? Right?
So
think that the light gets all the way down, all the way down, and from there begins the ascent.
Bestellen. Ma.
Shetachton ole le'elyon.
When the lower one rises to the upper one, and the upper one also rises.
What do you mean already?
Because the order of degrees doesn't change.
But who rises first? Who ascends first? Give me an answer.
I think the lower one first rises to the upper one.
The lower one rises first. By what?
Through the request that it raises to the lower one raises a request to the upper one, and the upper one pulls it upward.
In what?
In light. In equivalence of form.
How can that be? How can it be that the upper one is pulling the lower one up without adding vessels and lights to it? Well, we need to think about it. There's someone who wants to help you here.
I'm not
about helping, but I also have a question. It says that to the extent in which the degree rises, so all the degrees need to rise to it. What is that commitment?
Because the ladder of degrees does not change. That's the law. Everything is one system. It's all one system. If all the worlds ascend from the ascent of the lowest one, all the worlds ascend. What does it mean that there's permanence or constancy?
There's a constant state and states of ascent.
But once there's an ascent, everything ascends, all the worlds.
Yeah, but in relation to the previous state, they also rise.
So what remains of the previous state?
I understand you that if you want to count between them, so it's as if nothing changed, right?
Right.
But in relation to the place that they were all, so they rose another degree. So that ascent exists, meaning in each one now there is a degree of light which is bigger than the previous.
Another one. What what happens with Galgalta when all the worlds ascend? Galgalta also enters more into Ein Sof with its Rosh, Toch, and Sof, yes?
Yes. ועולימה עולמות. מה הקשר בין שתי ההבחנות האלו?
שאלה טובה. מן מגיע
מהרשימות. מן comes from רשימות. רשימות come from
השבירה.
The breaking. They demand correction of the breaking and to fill the corrected vessels with lights that relate to them. So, what?
What shattering? We're talking about the sin of Adam HaRishon, of the tree of knowledge.
Yes.
So it's a shattering of the souls. But this entire action is on the level of vegetative.
Olim, olamot, that's samech.
Well, the worlds are vegetative, right?
Olim olamot,
ומבקשים
אנשים. Worlds ascend, but the ones who demand are the souls. It's a different nature, if I understand it correctly.
Olim olamot, שבכל עולם ועולם.
The worlds rise, where in each and every world, there are parts of him, and these parts of him include the souls. Otherwise, where are the souls?
Shattered.
Shattered.
And where are they?
In Bia.
In Bia. And what happens with the worlds of Bia?
Yeah, that's it. How come that when the souls act, they activate the worlds? That's the question.
Where is the place of the souls?
Bia.
In the worlds of Bia. Right. When do the worlds of Bia start raising man and correcting themselves?
According to the man?
Yes, and? And then they all rise.
Right, to understand the connection between the discernment of souls and the discernment of worlds. How can souls influence the world? Maybe I'm confusing everyone.
That doesn't matter. Let them be confused.
What's the connection between worlds and souls?
Worlds. All in all, we have from above downward five worlds. In each and every world, there are five parts of him. And in the parts of him, of the worlds, there are souls.
No, the souls were created to perform the correction that the worlds are unable to make. Do I understand correctly?
Yes.
There's a mechanism that...
Okay, it doesn't matter, we heard. So what mechanism?
I don't understand.
What's the connection between souls and worlds?
Yes.
Souls are in worlds. And they ask for correction, right? And the worlds, all in all, are a system. How can you put it? It's like still, inanimate. The worlds don't feel anything, but what these souls elevate to them in their deficiency, accordingly, they activate the worlds.
Thank you.
No, it doesn't work that way. Just understand that worlds are a structure. Yes? And in that structure,
souls exist.
That
I understand. I thought that the places of the world are the structure. Then we have the worlds, which are the next nature, and then the next nature is souls. And there's a cessation here, and I don't know what it relates to, and that's the difficulty here. Didn't we read anything here about it?
Baal HaSulam doesn't explain. Maybe yesterday Gilad Shadmon asked about it. No, we lack the explanation about the creation of Adam HaRishon. That's what he asked to explain, I remember. The
creation of Adam HaRishon is the creation of the soul, which is the inner part of the entire system. He doesn't explain any more than that. So we'll repeat what we read earlier, if it helps or not. Yes, Gil.
When we have the worlds and the souls, what is the stimulation that activates the souls from which then the request comes that activates the entire system? Where is that connection?
The connection from the shattering, where all the souls are broken from the sin of the tree of knowledge, and then these shattered vessels rise above and demand correction.
Where do we get that demand that activates
from the shattered vessels?
But what activates them again? The demand is inside the vessels, or the world activated?
No. Worlds activate them because they rise to them lights, and the lights shake the vessels, and move the vessels of the souls. And the souls rise and demand correction.
Meaning the deficiency already exists in the soul, and the world simply stimulates that using the lights that activate that deficiency?
Let's say it's great that we have these questions. Let's read and go through it again. Yes.
But
the ascent of the worlds. Why, if the souls make an action and they rise, why do we say that the worlds rise?
Because the worlds are the inclusive.
So we have a problem here a bit. If we say the worlds are a structure where the souls exist, what's the connection between the souls who are in this structure and are supposed to go up? Why is the entire structure moving up with them?
The structure is not constant. Certainly it needs to move. If it needs to supply more strength, more power to the souls, so certainly there are ascents in it. The ascent of the worlds we first talk about. And as a result of that, you have the ascent of the souls, the change of the souls in the worlds.
There's a relationship here that's not very clear.
Yes.
When or why the worlds move before the souls activate that move in the system. They have to rise and they have to be there in order to give strength to the souls. And they work before the souls, but on the other hand, we see that only the souls activate the system from below.
There's an awakening from above and an awakening from below.
On
the souls, when there's an awakening from below, why does that move the worlds as well? So they can give special powers to the souls? Do their needed action before correction?
Again? Who awakens the souls?
The worlds.
the worlds awaken the souls. And then the souls, what do? They
awaken to correction, to raising man.
Yes.
Is there another movement of the worlds as a result of this action?
Right, but from above,
from below, the awakening of the souls provide additional movement for the worlds. They need to provide the powers for the souls to rise.
Yes.
Ken.
Yes.
Раф, вот если, например, мир Брия поднимается в мир Ацилут.
If, for example, the world of Brija rises to the world of Ацилут, then I think that the world of Ацилут includes everything that's in the world of Brija, and the world of Brija, does it receive some innovation from the world of
Ацилут?
When it comes up, after that it's going to come down. When the world of Bria descends, it comes down with a new innovation from the ascent he had before.
If it descends, so then it returns to its place.
And from the previous ascent remains nothing?
From the previous ascent it remains for him, but not from the world of Bria where it was born.
В мире Ацилут? Где это?
Да.
Мир Брия. In the world of Ацилут, where does it stay?
Yes. The world of Брия rises to the world of Ацилут. It remains there. And as such, it also descends downward. One doesn't disturb the other.
Воздействие из мира Ацилут на душу обновленную.
Да. Конечно.
Спасибо.
There's a new influence of the world of Брия to the Нешамот.
Yes, certainly. Yeah, we'll get through this slowly. More questions? Yes, Eagle.
Rav, יש לי שאלה על הפתיחה בכלל.
I have a question about the preface in general.
מצד אחד חשבתי שזה כאילו גם במשהו.
On the one hand, I thought that this is some sort of an introduction to the study of tests, but there is an introduction to tests. In the introduction to tests, he talks about religion and commandments, and here specifically he talks about the worlds. I'm asking because Oren asked 2 days ago, suddenly there's this new player called Naran the Tzadikim, and then Gilad and Misha asked today. There's a feeling that just like we used to read selected excerpts from Marbash and then started to read articles, that you say, let's go according to Baal Sulam, who gives you the preface, that there are some spaces. It feels like we lack any gripping points. Do you see that it's going to lead us somewhere to enter into this material? It's as if he's preparing us in the preface.
That's what you feel.
Yes, he made the preface in order to prepare us for a study he already did. What
does it mean that he already did?
Just like in the writings of the last generation, I put
סולם של הזוהר שהוא כתב.
כן.
You said that this is it was Tess and the Zohar letter.
Yes.
That the generation will come, open the books and ascend. So I want to open up this question, principle. Are we preparing ourselves to enter into this study?
Certainly. Yes. Don't you feel according to both the study and also the style of the study?
Yeah, but I also feel like the preface seemingly an intellectual arrangement of things, but we have to jump emotionally into something.
It invites us to emotion. It invites us to emotion. You cannot understand any letter from the preface if you don't connect that to emotion.
Baal
Sulam, that's how he writes. Okay, what else do we have?
Kufayin Tet.
179. We'll read.
גם יש לדעת שגם אחר
we should also know that even after the ascent of the Patsufim, they leave their entire degree in the constant place or in the place where they were in the beginning, since there is no absence in the spiritual. Thus, when Gal of Abba Veima rise to Gal of Arichanpin, Gal of Abba Veima still remain in the permanent place from Pe of Arichanpin down. And Yeshut rise atop the Chagat of the raised Abba Veima, and receive from the actual Gal of Abba Veima, which were there prior to the ascent. Moreover, it is considered that there are three degrees together there. The raised Gal of Abba Veima stand at the place of the constant Gal of Arichanpin and bestow their constant place from Pe of Arichanpin downward, where Yeshut are now present. Thus, Gal of Arichanpin and Abba Veima and Yeshut illuminate at the same time in the same place. This is also the manner with all the Patsufim of Ak and Abia during the ascents. For this reason, when a Patsuf ascends, we should always note the meaning of the ascent with respect to the upper ones in their constant state, and its value toward the upper ones who also ascended by one degree.
Ken.
It's
absolutely not clear. What does it mean that there's no absence in spirituality?
That where there was a partsuf, it remains there, and it can also detach from its state and rise to all kinds of other places, or go downwards to make a copy of itself.
It exists in two places at once.
Yes. It doesn't matter in every place. Why does it disturb you?
Why is it like that?
Let's
say I'm your friend. I'm adhered to you. And together with that, I'm also in all kinds of other places and do all kinds of other actions. What does it disturb you if I'm adhered to you?
Because in one place you work in a very limited way, a smaller way, and in another place you work, you receive gedlut
according to the place. We have it that way in our lives too. Let's say with Niv. Niv is a father to a few children, and to each child he has a different approach than to himself and towards each child.
Yeah, but that's in different times. Here he says the same time.
At once, it can be, right.
What does it give us, the fact that it shines all at once in all places?
It gives a very special connection between all the parts of him.
Tov. No, Ken.
If there is no absence and a partsuf can duplicate itself into several places, what is the feeling of exile or shchinta in the dust?
I don't know, and I don't want to get into your thoughts now.
בדיוק אנחנו מסיימים עכשיו את החלק של עליית העולמות.
We're now finishing the part of the ascent of the worlds, and have a bit of a fundamental question. We have man that rises up, and then corresponding to it, we have light that comes from above and causes correction. In the previous parts, we learned that this causes fulfillment, gadlut, and here the result is an ascent of the worlds. Why previously there's a request and then you get correction and fulfillment, and here you have ascent and that's it,
according to the request.
Meaning the souls don't want to receive fulfillment, they want to rise, ascend?
Yes.
What is it? It's to receive fulfillment that you can understand, probably, but what does it mean to want to ascend?
They want to ascend to a higher degree in order to be more adhered to the Creator.
But
the correction is to receive the pleasure.
The correction is to adhere.
To adhere
to a higher degree, to the Creator.
So where does the matter of receiving of the light in the vessels enters here?
Certainly, in order to rise, he needs more light to receive, in order to bestow.
Ken.
Rav, האם יש פה תיאור של בעל הסולם?
There's a description here of בעל הסולם, בעל הסולם of an entire system. And once it's activated, it works in according to a certain order.
Yes.
Now, the question is the raising of man depend on us, Bnei Baruch, all the tents, all the friends,
in each one and in everyone?
And then the moment we raise man correctly, as we also learned according to the Rabash in the Torah, we will then activate the entire system, it will begin to operate?
Yes.
השאלה הקודמת שיש עניין
previous question, there's the matter of the souls requesting fulfillment to receive light.
Now,
we can't receive light because we have worlds that conceal the light.
In the same place, it's impossible to receive an addition of light, therefore that becomes an ascent.
So every request is for an ascent.
Yes.
So what does it mean that before that there was a request for the light? The light would not be expanded. Their demand will force them to rise up. It's always an ascent.
Yes.
Thank you. Why does it say that the lower one clothes the upper one and does not clothe on top of the upper one?
How can it dress on the upper one? In order to dress on the upper one needs to be greater. And as such, he becomes greater and then dresses on the upper one and gives the upper one. It's like a mother that leaves her clothes for... Let's look at it this way. The lower one raises an addition of vessels to the upper one.
Okay, another question. What does the lower one receive from the upper one when it clothes up to the chazer of the upper one? And what does it receive when it clothes up to the pay of the upper one?
It depends what levushim, what clothes it receives.
I understand, according to my feeling, that the chazeh is the place of reception, where he suckles from the upper one, power, all, everything it needs from the chazeh. What does it mean that it clothes up to the peh, the mouth? There is such a thing, to clothe up to the peh?
He writes, "Omnam gam kol partzufei atzilut."
This is although all the parts of him of Atzilut ascend at that time, that's where you'll find the zone, still clothing from Peh of Yesut down. As an example, what does it mean that it clothes from the Peh?
Like how Ab dresses from Peh to Galgalta.
But
he receives from the Chazal. but it receives from the chazé.
Yeah, it needs to be. It's okay.
Oh, no, Gadi.
Well, Gadi.
Can I continue from your example to Niv? He received now from the upper one, from you, let's say, you, and he rose from his state because he had vessels that were prepared for it. He ascended from his state, and he is now both in his place with his children, and is ready to pass to his children his education, but he has to wait for his children to prepare the vessels. He also participates in that. And then children can also ascend, because, and he has something to give
right.
them.
Good. So whatever happens, we'll need to stop it there and move on to the next stage. What, you're against that, Svika?
It's the end of the lesson, so I'm allowing myself. Our friend started a very good question. Yes, and I identify with him. What is the need to study the preface of the wisdom? Like, I'm here, I want to connect with a friend, I want love, hate, but why? What does it give me? This everything is complicated. Sounds like nuclear physics.
Everyone understands where they are, what is before them, and how to progress. Other than one person. No, so what should we do with this person?
Tzvika. I want to tell you what he writes in the preface. He writes that it's the order of the cascading down in order to bring the desire to receive to its final form in this world.
Yes.
What does he show me here? The order of the cascading down of the souls? In the Pticha, in the preface?
Tough
question.
It's not a hard question. On the contrary, you're basically asking, why should I turn on the light switch?
Why do I need to study the preface of the Kabbalah?
So don't study.
So, no, why do I need it?
You don't need it.
So what does it give me?
Nothing.
No, but what does it give me?
Niv.
Will you activate something there at the end of the lesson?
Yeah, we have some announcements.
Let us say L'chaim, drink, feel ourselves that we deserve it, let's say. And that's it. And we'll calm down a bit.
Odaot l'siyum.
Building a spiritual society, a weekly meeting on the life of Nebuch, news updates on processes in the society and dissemination, Sundays, 8:30 p.m. Israel time, 7 in the Arvut system. And our broadcast schedule for today, right now we're going to go down to the Hummus meal at 12, the afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman, and 2:30 p.m. the Friday lunch. And a song.
Vale меньше. Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan tout seul, ce n'est pas. If you have a dream alone, it's not one. Sind wir ein Mensch mit deinem
Давай объединим весь мир, и почувствуем один. Ведь сын тайны грузы фамилие. Si tu chantes à la lune, tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you sail in the ocean alone.